From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, businessman Donald Trump has accepted the nomination for president of the Republican Party. Then he spoke to the party's convention, painting an America in dire straits. He described himself as the only candidate capable of making America safe.
We will be a country of generosity and warmth, but we will also be a country of law and order.
Trump used his Thursday night address to denounce Democrat Hillary Clinton as part of a political class causing the nation's troubles. Clinton will accept the Democratic Party presidential nomination next week. Turkey's chief of international relations says relations between Turkey and the U.S. will not be significantly affected by last week's failed coup in Turkey. U.S.-Turkish relations remain strained after last Friday's attempted coup, with accusations from members of Turkey's ruling AK party of U.S. involvement. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is seeking the extradition of Fethullah Gulen, a Muslim cleric who lives in exile in the United States. Erdogan accuses Gulen of masterminding the coup attempt. Gulen has denied any involvement. A pro-government Tuareg militant group is reported taking control of Mali's northern city of Kidal after fighting broke out between the militia and a coalition chiefly made up of former Tuareg rebels. Tuareg separatists briefly took control of northern Mali in 2012 before Al-Qaeda-linked militants drove them out. You can get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. After two talks and days of talks in Washington, the United States and its anti-Islamic State coalition allies there have reached a key moment in their campaign to defeat the extremist group, despite several months of limited ground gains and major terrorist attacks. Secretary of State John Kerry represented the U.S. at the meetings.
So even as it is losing ground in the Middle East, we know already that they're going to try to transform themselves into a global terrorist organization, network capable of orchestrating attacks, as we have seen in various places. And that is also going to take time and is hard work.
For all of its battlefield struggles, however, the Islamic State and its sympathizers have pulled off a series of deadly attacks in the Middle East, Europe, and Asia. These include last week's truck attack during Bastille Day in Nice, France, that killed 84 people. The Paris prosecutor says the man who drove a truck through the crowds in Nice had accomplices, and it seems he had been plotting his attack for months. 31-year-old driver of the truck was a Tunisian man who had been living in Nice for several years. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the Nice attack, although there is no evidence linking the driver to the group. President Obama has lauded Muslim Americans as patriots and heroes and decried discrimination and violence against them in the U.S. He made his comments at a White House dinner celebrating the Islamic holiday of Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of Ramadan.
For Muslims across the United States and around the world, this is a time of spiritual renewal, a time to reaffirm your duty to serve one another, especially the least fortunate among us.
Mr. Obama said Muslim Americans are as patriotic and as integrated as any Americans. They are part of the American family. There are about 3.3 million Muslim Americans, according to the Pew Research Center, making up about 1% of the total U.S. population. And Indonesian civil servants have been ordered now not to play the game Pokemon Go at work in a bid to protect state secrets. Indonesians have been swept up in the frenzy of Pokemon, which had been a worldwide hit since its launch 2 weeks ago among hordes of users who have taken to the streets with their smartphones. While it is not available officially in Indonesia, gamers have managed to download unauthorized copies and have set out to hunt for virtual monsters, part of the game, everywhere from shopping malls to mosques. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news at our website, voanews.com, and as always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.